I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. After what feels like forever, we are back for another episode of Reality Mums. Hello, Rochelle.
Hey, how you going?
I'm good, and I feel so out of whack. Like, we've gone from just being go, 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 reality TV on the brain for so long every week, and then it's been a weird time. It's been school holidays. Bravo is just in a funk. TV is in a funk in general. It's just been weird. So it's been a good break. I feel like this is the forced non-summer summer break that we needed, and now we're
Yeah,
back.
we're back. I need reality TV now more than ever, though. In winter, there's just not a lot on. The break has been nice, but I would rather everything happen now, because in our summer is when it's busy, and that's when I really don't need it as much.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have enjoyed the break. I've been watching some questionable shows in the time off, where there's been some quiet Bravo time.
Thousand Pound Sisters. Now that is quality TV right there.
I've been watching Thousand Pound Sisters. My husband last night was watching House of Dragons on binge. And he's like, are you watching? Because you know how it comes up with all the shows and we're sharing the same profile. He goes, are you watching this Thousand Pound Sisters? I'm like, yes, yes, I am. I'm very invested in the weight loss journey.
Is that what it is? Is it covering weight loss, or is it just someone who weighs 1,000 pounds? Like,
so two sisters combined. There's many seasons, many, many seasons. But the two sisters, and combined they weighed 1,000 pounds.
Right.
But then they go on gastric bypass, and it's just watching. It's really, in some parts, really quite sad, because this, she's got a problem with food and she gets quite depressed and the emotional eating, and it is quite sad. But then, yeah, just I've been watching that. I've been watching Jersey Shore Family Reunion.
So retro of you.
But it's current, like it was this year.
Do they still do the whole GTL, gym, tan, laundry?
Well, they did go to a tanning studio in one of the recent episodes. I'm like, I don't know that. Yeah, but they talk about it. They're parents now. Yeah. The situation's got three babies.
He has his own situation.
Has the situation happened?
I don't know if I can watch them being old. It's such a young thing I remember doing. Like, I remember being single, having a boyfriend, clubbing. Those were the days when I was watching Jersey Shore.
It's quite relatable because they're our age.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, it is quite relatable in that they're like, oh, they still go out a bit, but it's not how it was. I've been watching Owning Manhattan. That's been better than Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, definitely some questionable TV watching. Really, it's just been background TV. Like, I'm not overly into it, but, and also Your Honor on Stan. I am very much into that.
How many seasons
Obsessed.
Are there of that now?
Two.
Just the two. Because I know I started it. I started season one because I love Bryan Cranston. He was so good in Breaking Bad. And all the other things he's in, he's just amazing. But the anxiety and the stress that I would feel watching the episode, I'm like, I can't do this to myself. It is too much. I need to relax. And then I'll just go watch like The Simpsons or something.
Yeah. So I'm late to the party. So I think the first season was last year. Did you watch it last year?
Just for
And I'd never really heard.
Episodes.
Yeah. And then I started watching it by myself and I'm like, I think it's something that I could watch with Stuart. So we started watching it together. I am into it. He is not so much. He watches it, but I absolutely love it. It is stressful. It has Breaking Bad vibes, where it just keeps getting more and more in, but Breaking Bad is better. And there's the other one with Presumed Innocent, I think it
I
is,
was just
on
about to
Apple.
say, we are really into that with Jake
That
Gyllenhaal.
is good.
So good.
Yes.
So good. I
Yes.
really don't know what's going on in it. It's every
Yeah.
episode is like its own little masterpiece. I really like it. It's a bit like True Detective. every episode of True Detective felt like a movie on its own. I love seeing movie actors move into TV because
Yes.
it's elevated television.
Yep. So what happened is we were watching that week to week, and then I couldn't wait, and then I found Your Honor. So we're watching that, and then I'll go back and watch Presumed Innocent all chunk because it is really, really good. And I don't like Jake Gyllenhaal because of the Taylor Swift complications, but I'm into it. I can forgive him for this series.
Oh, you petty bitch.
Yep.
Speaking of petty bitches, let's talk about our reality shows, and we'll start with New Jersey, which is just a collection of angry related petty bitches. It is so incredibly boring to watch. I don't know what your thoughts are, but I really struggle to get through an episode. And it's giving vibes of Lucky Dip, like they've all just got this big tub with bits of paper in it, and you pull one out to decide what the episode's going to be. And it's like, oh, this one's going to be a baseball game, this one's going to be a fashion show, this one's going to be a kids' fashion show, and now we're going to put Teresa saying namaste bitches a few times. Like, it's just this formula that does not work anymore. No one wants to watch it. It's so angry. The new girl, the brunette, I still can't forget her name. She's so
Rachel.
boring. Rachel, yeah, she's not adding anything other than more of the drama that we were sick of. Danielle's hilarious. She's very funny. She's very trashy New Jersey. Like, she's very true to that whole Jersey style, but she can't save it. Like, her alone, it's not
By herself.
enough. No,
No.
so boring.
I am not enjoying it at all. I thought the other week when there was the episode where there was the big fight, the physical fight, I thought it might pick up. It sort of sparked my interest a little bit in a sea of nothing. Do you know what I mean? Like it sparked my interest because there's nothing else going on. But no, once again, it's carried over. It's boring. Jackie is the Teddy of New Jersey. She is desperate for airtime. She is desperate to be back on. She doesn't care who she's friends with or who she sells out to get back on TV. I cannot stand her.
I feel
And
like
I never
whenever
mind.
she's on, it's like the producers know that she has no friends. And it's almost like she's being deliberately set up to be excluded. So then she's doing this whole puppy dog, like in last night's episode or yesterday's episode, everyone was wearing clothes from Melissa's store except for her. And it's like,
Yeah.
that's for a start, that's really mean. But then it's just then having to watch her realize that she's on the out. It's like, why is she even part of the cast?
But
It
she's
doesn't make
desperate.
sense.
I'm glad she didn't get the clothes. You're not welcome here. You can't
But
sleep with
like,
us.
she's been hired. Like, so someone's telling her we want you, and then it's like playing out like a mean girl thing. I'm not saying I
Are they
enjoy
telling her? Is she just turning up?
her.
I wouldn't put her past it. She's just turning up. She knows where they're filming. No one's telling her anything.
What's that movie? Is it Office Space where the guy turns up for like 10 years and he's not even getting a, or he is getting a paycheck, but they don't know why or how? Yeah,
It's
it's that.
her.
It's her.
Yeah. I don't like it. She does act like the victim a lot. She's ready to just jump ship and be friends with whoever just to stay relevant. I can't stand her. She's Teddy. She's the New Jersey Teddy. The baseball game, I cannot watch another season of that baseball game that Dolores organizes. I don't care. I'm more interested in Frank's dog's cancer journey or whatever's going on. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear about these women. It needs a whole refresh. The rumors that Andy was going to bring Snooki and those people in. That actually, they're more interesting at this point in
I'd
time.
watch. I'd watch Snooki and JWoww over this
Yeah.
cast. Yeah.
This cast has had its time and there's nothing saving it. They need to just,
Full
Danielle's the only,
reboot.
yeah.
Yeah.
But what has returned last week and has kind of given me a little bit of life is the OC. So a new season of OC started. We've seen a full rebrand from, is it Johnny J? The Johnny J
Johnny
rebrand.
Jansen is now Johnny
Yeah.
J. Like, you can, what did they say? You can wrap a turd in glitter, but it's still a turd. Yeah.
That's him. So he has gone from Shannon, who he didn't want to be in this limelight, apparently.
Yeah.
And now he's with Jesus Jugs, who is desperate to be in the limelight.
Alexa. Is it
Alexa.
Alexa? Alexa, yep.
Who was desperate to be in the limelight in any way, shape, or form? She was even on, do you remember she was on Below Deck? She chartered the boat.
No.
Yeah,
Oh,
with
okay.
her one of her boyfriends, not Johnny J, but it was a couple of years ago. She's desperate. She's
Yeah.
almost like giving the Jackie vibe. So she's back. We saw Shannon come out in her revenge outfit looking fabulous. But I don't agree with her. Like I'm Emily when she was saying, I'm not drinking, but I have a two drink maximum. I'm in
Yeah,
control.
she's still
I
in
feel like,
denial.
and even I watched her on Watch What Happens Live, and she said, you know, I feel like I'm in control. I can have two drinks. It's up to me. And it is completely up to her. And I'm not part of her journey or whatever is going on. But I feel like in that instance, you do. Well, I feel like she needs some time off.
Yeah,
No drink minimum.
I agree.
And when she was like, he called me a drunk. So I revved my car and like, oh, Shannon, you're not helping yourself. Hun, get out of the car. If someone's calling you a drunk and you are drunk, don't drive.
No, she's
But
ballsy for coming back. Like she's come back. She'd had the facelift, I think. She'd had a pretty significant facial procedure. Like she's had a full glow up.
yeah.
I was happy that she came back and just the way she was presenting herself to the group. Like it takes balls after doing something so like that. And then your
Yep.
ex is dating an ex-cast member who's now come back and is rubbing it in your face. I loved that she confronted Alexa straight up. And I thought that Alexa slash Jesus Jugs was pretty mean and just, I'm not a fan of hers. And I'm normally not really a fan of Shannon's, but it was good to watch.
Yes, I feel the same. I'm not Team Shannon, and I'm definitely not Team Alexa, but then I feel like I liked watching it all play out. There's no one that I really love on there, but watching them all inside, like Heather's kind of annoying me this
Yep.
season, but I'm happy to watch it. And it was a really good episode watching them all listening inside where they were all up against the.
That was a masterpiece where they were all trying to read lips. Emily is still my favorite. I just think
Emily
she's
is.
fantastic.
Yeah, her talking about Archie being in the back seat saying 10 and 2, Shannon, 10 and 2. Like,
And two. That was awesome.
she's funny. Gina with her breakup. So she's got this really supportive boyfriend who has supported her through what seems like quite a messy divorce. And now he's dealing with his divorce and she's like, I can't deal with it. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, really
Seems like
strange.
weird.
Yeah.
And Tamra. She's not a good friend.
Oh,
Like
she's a terrible
Shannon's going
person.
through a lot of things.
Tamara's a
You,
terrible person, full stop.
she's not just not a nice person. But I'm looking forward. Vicky looks like she's coming back as a friend of.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it all plays out. But Vicky and Shannon are continuing with. So it was the Tres Amigos, or whatever it is, tour. But they're doing it now, just the two of them. So
Without,
Shannon
yeah,
without
without,
Tamara.
yeah.
We'll see
We'll
how it
wait and
plays out, but
see.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, just thank God it's back. We needed another Housewives franchise. I know Miami's not, it's not Miami. Dubai is happening in the background. Haven't really given it much time. I'm just going to go back one day and watch them sort of, you know, I'm not week to week going, oh my God, I have to watch Dubai.
No,
I'll
I'm the
just sit
same.
back and catch up. Now, I am making an effort every week to watch The Kardashians. I don't even know how many episodes we're in now, but I thought it was going to be okay. And then it's just, they're in this funk, and it's just very obvious that the lives that they lead, that they're prepared to share, and that they, the lives that they want to present to us are not interesting. And the opinions that they have are only about each other. So it's, you know, Courtney having an opinion on Kim or Kim having an opinion about Chloe and how she parents. It's like, we don't care about that stuff. And it's so much of the episode So many of the minutes are dedicated to them talking to camera, which is so filtered within an inch of its life. You know, you pay a lot of money to have every single screen edited, which is what they're clearly doing. That it's just so put on. I don't need all of that to camera stuff. I just like to see the candid stuff, the behind the scenes stuff. That's the stuff that I'm finding interesting. But it's just boring.
I had really high hopes. The first episode, I loved it. And Kim has continued with this trying to be relatable as a mother thing, where she said, for my birth, I just want to go in my room and eat cookies. Well, babe, do it. You can hire thousands of nannies. Like, you're telling me that you're really at home with those four kids by yourself all the time. And her talking about iPad struggles, I don't care because that's my life. I can see that at home. I'm struggling getting my kids off iPads. I don't want to then go, oh, I need to tune out and watch something and then see her do the same thing. It's relatable, but not in a way that I think she really doesn't have to deal with that. Her kids would have private tutors, private everything, nannies, stop trying to be relatable. Chris with the surgery is boring.
And I think that they thought that we would feel more emotionally connected to her ovaries than we do. We don't. Babes, they're done. You were done 20 odd years ago with those ovaries. It's not like you're in your prime and might have some kids again. Like, it was a strange way to go. Trying to get feel a certain way, just get it out.
And a whole scene dedicated to them having a cake about it. I didn't mind the episode where Chloe went with Malika to the sperm, like they were researching the sperm donors. I found that kind of interesting, but I really find Kylie boring. If Courtney, like, we get it, you have sex. We get it.
We
Like
get
the way that she's like, and then when Travis is like, so the baby's going to come out of your vagina, it's going to come, like, and I'm like, well, how many times? And then she's like, then we went home and we made love. And then and I'm like, just, she's so robotic talking about her baby bubble and her connected, what's it called? Attachment parenting
Attachment parenting.
and breastfeeding. And she's had the confinement period. And I'm like, we
40
get
days
it.
at home. Yeah, we get it.
You're an earth mother or whatever, and we get it. You have a vagina and you breastfeed. Like, that's her storyline. Your kids, is Daphne going to be saying vagina in the background?
My children are not in the room with me, thank God, right now. It feels like attachment parenting with my kids. I can't get away from them for 2 seconds. But
You're trying to do
I'm trying to
unattached.
detach. I'm like, here, I'm throw them in the door at childcare, like, off. Get off me. No, I'm not getting you another snack. No, you cannot watch Nastya on the iPad. No.
I'm finding the season, I'm still watching it, but it's just not hitting any sort of mark.
Very boring.
Yeah. And I am so glad. I'm so glad their baby was born on the 1st of November. 100% every part of me was like, yes, fuck you. Swear warning. You can pay people to do a lot of things, but you decided not to have a C-section, so your baby's born when it's born, and it wasn't Halloween. Ha!
You were such a petty bitch.
I could just tell that whole episode. They're like, oh my God, what if it's Halloween? Everyone will be celebrating our baby. Everyone will get dressed up for our baby. No, they won't. And I think it's also because they were in labor on the 30th of October. And they're like, imagine being born on the 30th and not the 31st. And Hudson, my son, is born on the 30th. How dare you? Ha ha. The baby's born
Personal
on the
now.
30th. Yeah. But I think it's just because I'm bored. Now I'm personally feeling a bit divided by
Us
their
some more
baby's
interesting television and we won't be so petty
birthday.
and
And I won't
mean.
get so angry. Yeah. Anyway, that's my rant on that.
Now,
We
next.
have below deck
Below deck med.
med. Started off strong. I really enjoyed the first episode with the provisions not arriving and it was hectic. This week there was a whole lot of drama around an anchor, something not working. And you know, I love a technical term when it comes to whatever they're winching or twirling or doing. I didn't care. There was too
No.
much information about that anchor. I didn't care how they were floating it like Jaws or there was divers. There was too much time spent on that.
Yeah.
There's wildfire coming in Greece.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting to me. I can't say I'm loving the season.
No, it does fall a bit flat, doesn't it? Like the
Yeah,
interior
there's
girls fighting over that guy Joe, who's just like one big walking aggro eyebrow. Like he looks like the puppet aggro. And then, yeah, it's just Aisha was off board for a little bit because she hurt herself and she hasn't really got a grip on the girls. And Ellie is just mean. She's a real piece of work, that Ellie. It's just,
Yeah.
yeah, it's a bit.
They've had these weird model people on board, model scouts or model, I don't know. And I think Ali was trying to get some sort of contract with them. It seemed like, remember they were doing the fashion show?
And
That's
she was
Ali,
getting
isn't it?
into the Playboy Bunny costume
Yeah.
and it was taking her forever. It's like, how hard is it to put that on? It's not. It was just annoying and frustrating.
Yeah. The chef isn't great. I don't
No.
like him.
I don't like him either. I don't like the fact that he's self-taught and that he serves up chicken and deconstructed chocolate cake. Like, we've gone
Yeah, we're doing
from,
that
I
at
know. Like, that's Wednesday
Again,
night, mate. Like,
too
yeah.
relatable for us.
I know, like we need, I want to see that fine dining and it's a bit boring that we're not seeing all that fantastic food. And he's just kind of a bit like, okay, meh. But the rumors that I saw, Rachel is coming to replace him, Chef Rachel from this season with Captain Lee. So I think that would be good. She's very funny, but I thought that she left that season and was really bad mouthing Bravo. So it'd be interesting to see if that was a true rumor or if she's come not coming back.
I'll be surprised if that chef does last much longer because he's not doing. And the eggs, pre-cooking eggs, no
Yeah.
one wants even a
Not
lukewarm.
McDonald's.
No. I don't like it. I didn't really like him, even that first episode. And I know Captain Sandy stood by that he shouldn't have been woken up. But on the provision sheet, it said midnight snacks.
Yeah, and he hadn't
The
done
fact
it.
that he didn't prepare them, he should have really gotten up and done it. But yeah, I'm just not. I'm enjoying the little romance that's happening between the two deck.
See, I find that a bit grubby
It
because
is
it's
grubby.
waiting for her to cheat.
I
And it's
know.
just like, I feel a bit weird watching it. And she can
I
tell
like
that
it.
she's going to come across really badly because the guy that she's dating is a nice guy. He hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
She's just horny on a boat.
I think I like it if she wasn't in a relationship. Like I'm
Yeah.
liking their connection,
Yeah.
and I
Yeah.
like how he's kind of chasing her and it's cute. When I see her texting the boyfriend, I'm like, oh, I feel a bit, yeah, I feel gross.
Yeah. I was when I was
But
watching
there
it
is something.
yesterday, I was thinking because Aisha has a boyfriend. She's engaged now, I
Yeah.
think, to the boyfriend. And she never crosses any lines ever. Like she's always just there to work and there to have fun. But it seems like anybody else on those boats all of a sudden has this crisis
Yeah.
of morals, and she's always just very in her lane, and I do like that. Yeah, I feel it's a bit grubby. I'm all
It is.
for a hookup, and I loved it when it was like Daisy and what's his name,
Gary
Colin. Yeah, Gary.
Owen.
That was great. That was sexy. That was hot. This is kind of like, yeah, but you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be doing it.
Yes,
Just
and I didn't
let him
like it.
go. Send him a text.
Yes, and I didn't like it when the boy, this episode where he said, oh,
Is
I
it
don't think
me?
her boyfriend will be too happy with it, but bad luck to him or something. And I'm like, oh, imagine that guy being that guy watching.
I know.
Like, I just think, I don't know. Yeah, I do feel grubby, but I am enjoying as a viewer watching. But yeah, and Aisha, I like her, but sometimes I find her, oh, like when
What?
she always talks about poo.
And farting in the kitchen? I found that really disgusting when she did that huge fart in the kitchen and they were talking about how it smelled. I'm like, I get that you're a relaxed chick, but you're pushing the line in that space for me.
Yeah,
Bit
I feel
much.
the same. And when she's like talking about someone, then she's like, and then I poo in a bucket. And I'm like, well, okay. You could just say, I have a bucket as a toilet. There's something about her that is a little bit
She's very
too
graphic. And even
very
just saying,
graphic.
like, should we be having a conversation with someone and then go, I need to go do a poo? Like,
Yeah.
don't
Or
need
didn't
to
she say
tell.
she did a poo on the first? After the first charter, oh, that was a huge poo. And I was like, oh, I don't. There's something about it that I think, oh my goodness, you do
Like it
need
gets
to
a,
keep
it
a little
makes
bit
me
of.
react. It makes me go, oh, and then maybe a little laugh, and then a too much. Too
Too
much.
much. And even the voice, the like how she, it's amazing. I'm like, are you really, is that it? Because I can't, it's too much for me a bit. I want to like her, but there are little things that I'm not sure. Captain Sandy's been better this season.
Yeah, we love Captain Sandy now.
Yeah.
Captain
And she's
Sandy
in a
stands.
pickle.
What was that?
Yeah. She's in a pickle about getting out this, like, I'm interested to see how she gets out.
Oh,
The
yeah.
fires are coming. There's the
Yeah.
yacht, super yacht in front. She's got a
Yeah.
small slip, whatever they call it, to get out. Now, I'm interested in that. But I don't care about the anchor winch or whatever happened.
Just on below deck. To wrap up on this, Below Deck Down Under has just wrapped up. They filmed in the Seychelles, and there's a new, very attractive chief stew. Very beautiful girl. So that'll be interesting to see what that is like. I didn't know the Seychelles were down under, are they?
No,
So how can it
I
be
have
Below
no
Deck
idea.
Down Under if it's not filmed down under? I don't know.
Captain Jason, is
Because
he's
it's
the captain.
headed up by Captain Jason, but surely it's not the
Yeah.
nationality of the captain.
Oh, it can't be, because Captain Kerry is also around there.
I know. So, yeah, but I know that that season was delayed. I think there was the
It
expectation
has.
they would have filmed a lot earlier. It's been over a year since we went to Sydney for season two
Well,
for that
it was a
premiere.
year yesterday
Was it yesterday,
because of
was
Cox.
it?
Yes, because so today was like the day we went on the Tuesday.
Yeah,
So,
okay.
so whatever the date is, I suppose it's tomorrow, but it was the Tuesday, like this week. Because
Yeah.
I remember looking, something popped up on my Instagram stories and it was the day before we went. And I was like, oh, here we go. So that was premiering this time last year and it's nowhere near
No.
out.
No, it'll be ages while it's
Last
in.
year we did have. We had more going on because I think there was also delay on sailing yacht, below deck sailing, because of the Gary drama.
Yeah,
Is that
whether that
it?
even comes back. Like, what's going on?
There's no winter house. You mentioned we were talking earlier. We didn't have winter house last year. And while I didn't love that, I do miss that.
We
There's just
also
nothing.
had the Sex and the City and Just Like That season happening as well, which we haven't got yet. That's filming now. It feels like everything's taken a longer break, and then all the planets are out of alignment, and it's just, this weirdness.
It's the writer's strike, I think, also has impacted a
Yeah.
lot of it because you've got a delay on Yellowstone. Kevin Costner's not coming back.
I
Did you
know.
see that?
Yeah.
I'm
And isn't
distressed.
Matthew McConaughey coming in? I love him.
Okay,
All
but
right, all right, all right.
well, I love him, but I don't know. I have the hots for Kevin Costner now. What's wrong with me? I never
God.
did,
Get your
but
cowboy boots back out. We'll know when Yellowstone is back because of you.
yeah.
You'll have your hat on.
My
Oh my God. Look
cowgirl
how long we've
era.
talked. Look how long we've talked, and there's bugger all on. Look at that.
Yeah. We did have the Watch What Happens Live 15
15-year
year.
anniversary. Especially today is the anniversary itself of the exact 15 years.
Did you watch the episode?
No.
Sonia was a train wreck.
I
So
did
drunk.
see something about that. So she was drunk.
Wow. The whole time was talking over everyone with irrelevant things.
Yeah, okay.
So Andy would direct a question at someone, and then she'd be like, "Yeah, but Luann doesn't like that. Luann likes cabaret," and just be, and you could see
Hijack
Andy
it.
was, and it wasn't relevant. And there
I
was a
wonder.
few things that it seemed weird.
This time last year, we had Crappy Lake too. It'd be interesting to see whether they bring that back for a second season or if that was just a flash in the pan. Maybe if she's behaving like that at Watch What Happens Live, we've seen the last of Sonia.
I really do love her, but I didn't like her behavior on there.
Yeah.
And even, yeah, Teresa was saying something and she was really standing up for Teresa, but I'm like, you don't, she doesn't need you to do
No,
that.
no.
Fine. Yeah, but there really has been not much on. So I'm going to go back to and finish Your Honor, which I'm into. Highly recommend, even though it does make you a bit anxious. Just have a cup of tea while you watch.
I can't do it. I've got three children right now. So I'm still in that. I've gone back to work. So I'm pretty much full time and just trying to navigate school drop off, childcare drop off, working from home, working in the office. It's just I'm finding my rhythm.
Yeah,
So
you don't
I'm
need
kind of,
any anxiety
no,
inducing.
you can watch Your Honor and fill me in. I might start 1,000 Pound Sisters or whatever it's called. Maybe motivate me.
Not. No, maybe do the New Jersey. What is it?
Okay, I'll do that. I'll jump on Paramount and watch
Jersey
the
Shore.
video. Yeah, I can have a look.
That's better. 1,000 Pound Sisters. I don't rate it, but I am watching it. It's while I run. It's just on in the background. Watching them eat gives me comfort.
Love it. You're a weird
Anyway.
unit, Rochelle Bingham. You're a weird unit. But it has
Fun.
been really fun to talk to you. I haven't missed you, so I have missed you a lot. I
Yeah,
really have.
we've been communicating on Instagram, but it's hard. School holidays are hard.
Know. It is hard, but we're back for each other. It's okay.
We're back.
We're back. All right. We will be back again soon with another episode. We might let a little bit of content build up before we get back together again. And yeah, lots of new shows coming up at the end of the year, so that'll be good. But it's been amazing talking to you. And thank you to everybody for hanging around. And thank you
Yes.
for everybody holding on. We will get back to our posts on Instagram saying what's up this week as things ramp up and get a little bit more interesting. Awesome.
Nice
All right.
chatting.
Nice chatting. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.